Today we have Julia Wiltopolska on the telephone line, who is the program coordinator of the volunteer program at the Australian Multicultural Community Services. They arrange for volunteers to visit elderly people from diverse and non-English speaking backgrounds to provide company and companionship. And today Julia is going to tell us about this program in detail. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Welcome.
First of all, tell us about this volunteer program. What is it all about?
So our volunteering programs are mainly for clients who speak different languages than English, clients from a multicultural background, who are elderly, over 65, or clients with disability. What the program is all about, we are looking for volunteers who can provide a fortnightly or weekly companionship to elderly clients in their own homes or nursing homes.
So who are these elderly people? Are these new arrivals who don't know much about the country or the culture, or are these people who've been living here for a long time but they just need some company because they're isolated?
I think it's a mixture. What I can say, we do have a client who actually came here probably 10, 20 years ago, and they're looking for someone who can actually provide the companionship while their carers or families are at work, or perhaps they're living on their own. But we do experience some new clients, new arrivals to Australia, and the same thing happening, that they actually find themselves lonely and isolated.
Who can volunteer for this program?
Anyone who is capable of provide companionship, who can actually commit to the program. We require commitment 6 months. It's a minimum commitment. We're also looking for reliable and honest people. We would like to have someone who can have a genuine empathy and understanding of elderly people and people with disability who are specifically from a cultural and linguistically diverse background. So anyone can become volunteer.
You said anybody can volunteer, but do they need a police check or any other qualification required? And also, is it just, what is the expectation? Is it just giving company, sitting there, having a chat, having a cup of tea? Or is there any other small work expected from the people who volunteer?
So I answered the first question. We do provide police check for our volunteers, and we cover all the costs. We also will invite volunteer for info session, or we will come to the volunteer location and we can have an info session. We'll explain all the paperwork, all the procedures that coming with becoming volunteer. So there is no really qualification for the volunteer that volunteer needs to hold, like any certificate, and nothing is needed except for, like I said, the general empathy. And we just want someone who is generally caring person and who will care about the client as for the friend or family. In regards to your second question, no, actually this program is based on a companionship, so we would not ask for anything else. Occasionally, we might ask volunteer to maybe just provide the time to go for a walk with the client, or perhaps assist with shopping. Some little task, not anything outrageous, just something that you will do at home, probably put the kettle on, have some tea, go for a walk, and like I said before, provide companionship while the client would like to go for a shopping or coffee. So just purely companionship and friendship, the same thing like you will do with your friend or relative or family member. We actually have different clients from multicultural background across all of the country. We don't have specific languages, so there's a lot of different nationalities. We do have clients from Indian backgrounds in the western suburbs, and we provide our services across Melbourne, southwest and east, but particularly in the western suburb, we do have Indian clients.
So what is the criteria for families to qualify to get these services? For example, if someone wants to access this volunteer service, is there a criteria that they need to pass to get to that service?
We do have two different programs. So the first program that we can offer for our clients is the Community Visitor Scheme program, which It does require for the client to be receiving home care package, mm-hmm. which is a package allocated from the government into a specific organization. And through that package, a client will already have personal care, home care, other services in place that we actually can take that client on board. Mm-hmm. So referral for that service could be through a family member or the case manager of the particular client. Mm-hmm. And the other program that we can actually offer for clients who are not receiving home care package, it's friendly visiting program. That program does not require client to be on a home care package. Client can be self-funded or receiving services from a local council, which is home and community care program, HAC funded. So we do have two different funding sources from the government that we can actually allocate volunteering programs to specific clients. But they could also contact us directly. They could contact AMCS, and then we can help them to establish what sort of package are they on. Or if they self-funded, they can also contact us, and then we can direct them to the specific coordinator, and we can check the eligibility for the program. But someone who is self-funded and does not receive any services still is eligible for friendly visiting program.
Thank you so much for giving us this information, Julia.
Thank you very much.